Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication, because our daily lives are surrounded by the evolution of and the influence of words. Forget the grammar police. There is so much more to this conversation. And as a reminder, a free download of fiction editing cheat sheets, family story writing references, and business communication tips are available on my website, getagriponyourgrammar.com. Welcome to episode number 41, where we'll not only question the difference between conservation and preservation, but we'll also explore the surprisingly complex correct answer when it comes to the plural of octopus. Think you know what it is? Maybe. But maybe not. But first, here's the latest in word, language, and writing news. We're talking nature and animals today. So let's talk communications news with an animal bent today, because really, folks, how can you not be fascinated by the potential of unlocking the secrets of animal grammar and communications? I'm not going to go too deep into any of these. All of the resources for more are in my show notes. But your headlines for this episode. Number one. Monkeys may share a key grammar-related skill with humans. And this might even make sense when you think about it, right? This one's a highly contested study, interestingly, involving how macaque monkeys can mentally embed symbol sequences within related sequences. And that's exactly what grammar is, how those building blocks can all fit together correctly. Fascinating! Animal communications headline number two. Dolphins learn the names of their friends to form teams, a first in the animal kingdom. And perhaps the headline here is misleading, a first in the animal kingdom. Perhaps the first that people are aware of, maybe. Now imagine dolphin clicks and squeaks. Maybe you suddenly have the old Flipper TV show theme song stuck in your head. Thanks for that, Nick at Night of my childhood. Now, imagine those combinations of sounds creating names, where one dolphin could call another specific friend, whether hunting or otherwise. For humans to be able to call dolphins by their given names is an entirely different story. But this is the beginning of a fascinating study. Animal communication headline number three. Groundbreaking effort launched to decode whale language. Using artificial intelligence, scientists are examining the sounds of sperm whales in new ways. And I have a second news article on this story titled Talking with Whales out of Harvard. All of this sounds like something out of our imaginations, doesn't it? I mean, I might have downloaded an app called Meow Talk that claims it can translate your cat's meows into language. And that app may have actually translated my cat's meow when I set down her food bowl to mean, I see my prey. Oh, domesticated, silly, chubby, kitty, fierce hunter that you are. But where is this science going next? I cannot wait to find out. But let's turn to the meat of today's episode, our English language history and trivia. There are so many fun animal etymology stories that we could go into. Captain Cook, who was just mentioned in our last episode on the origins of the phrase running amok, plays his own part in the naming of the kangaroo, in fact. Maybe. In theory. But here's the million-dollar question, or maybe I should say the million-times-a-day queried on Google question. You know what an octopus is, but what do you call many of them? What is the plural of octopus? Wait, are you confused why I'm even dedicating my time here? Isn't it obvious? Honestly, it's not. Check that confidence just for a second here. Maybe it's valid, but maybe it's not. Let's start with three possible octopus plural terms. Octopi, octopuses, and octopodes. Oh yeah, octopodes is totally a part of this conversation. Now, I'm going to recommend one of these terms, but which one? The answer comes from a little bit of octopus etymology and history. This creature's name only came into English in roughly 1759. It comes from the Greek octopus. And forgive me for a terrible Greek accent. If you know how to pronounce this differently, please reach out and let me know. But that idea of it's all Greek to me is something that needs to stick in your head here. Greek. A Greek word, not a Latin word. We're familiar with a lot of words with Latin roots, with an us ending. Fungus, cactus, alumnus, and how do those words pluralize? Fungi, cacti, alumni, and bonus points for those of you that know how to spell and vary your usage of alumna, alumnus, alumni, and alumni. Yes, those two last alumnis are spelled differently. Answers on my website, folks. But octopus doesn't come from Latin. So here's our big reveal of the day. Octopi, with that I, is not the plural of octopus. Boom! Should I say splash? I don't know, but I feel like I'm blowing minds here. Did you already know this? Power to you if you did. So if it's not octopus, octopi, then do we need to think of Greek? Pous, meaning feet, and octo, of course, meaning eight. The Greek ending would then be octopodes. O-C-T-O-P-O-D-E-S. So, octopodes? I do kind of like Merriam-Webster's reminder on how to pronounce octopodes. They say it rhymes with, don't say that please. Octopodes. Don't say that please. Thus, we have a pronunciation guide and a vote against the Greek plural. Well played, Merriam-Webster. And I agree. You'll see it turn up from time to time, kind of like an overcorrection response to the octopi that are everywhere. But here's the simple truth. The plural of octopus in English is octopuses. Just adding that ES. Does it sound funky? Maybe. But we are talking English. There is so much that is funky about English. Hey, that's what this podcast is all about, right? We could relate the octopus conversation in some ways back to our past thesaurus conversation. But the funny extra step with thesaurus is that it also exists in Latin. Thus, both thesauri, with that I from the Latin root, and thesauruses, with the ES from the English standard plural, when linguists clearly don't want to jump to seemingly complicated Greek plural forms, are both correct. Thesaurus, singular, thesauri or thesauruses, both correct as plural. Oh, there are so many places we could take this octopus conversation. And we're not even getting into Kraken. You know, the monstrous sea creature of Nordic saga fame. Or maybe the Kraken crypto exchange. Hey there, techies. I see you with your Dogecoin and NFTs. NFTs? Nifties? I've heard it both ways. That one's out for debate. But anyway, next time you talk about more than one octopus, now you can be in the know with the correct form of that plural. The octopi, octopuses, octopodes debate does indeed have a winner. Octopuses. As for today's language challenge, we're focused on animals today, so here's this episode's question. What is the difference between preservation and conservation? You hear about preservation efforts and conservation efforts, but how can one distinguish between the two? The answers, as always, can be found on my website at getagriponyourgrammar.com. And consider this question a teaser to next week's language tip if you're listening to this episode as it's released. And I'll close with my personal update. Let's be honest, this past year has been, well, a year. And when we all look back, I think there will be specific moments that we each remember. And no, this is not a plug for either of my workbooks. I just experienced one of those events that was a big marker for me. I am more than 2 weeks past my second COVID vaccine shot, and I just went to an in-person event, including strangers, for the first time in over a year. Now, admittedly, it was planned on the small side, not a crowded shebang, but I just went to a friend's book launch party, and not only was it this sense of nostalgic normality, but it was a dose of how much I didn't even realize how much the in-person literary world was lacking in my life. I mean, I didn't tackle hug everybody, but it was a bit surreal. Hang in there, folks. We will find a way through all of this somehow. I hope you and yours are doing well, and next time you are in a room full of strangers, maybe you can stun them with your vast knowledge of octopuses. Maybe. Or maybe not. Are you curious or confused about the words you use every day? For more information on language news, trivia, tips, and explorations, I invite you to sign up for my monthly newsletter at getagriponyourgrammar.com. That's also a great place for free downloads and to learn more about my books, Get a Grip on Your Grammar, the Novel Editing Workbook, and the Family Story Workbook. available wherever books are sold. Thank you so much to those of you who have taken the time to review or rate this podcast. And if you haven't, why don't you head over to wherever you listen and do so? I am so grateful for it. As always, I invite you to share your latest writing updates or insights with me. I love hearing from you, truly. I love those emails. Again, you can connect with me at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Until next time, words, language, communication. We've got this.